Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Today on the radio show, no Jason Smith, who's off today, obviously, because of the passing of his father. Again, I urge you to read Tim Buckley's piece in the Daily Memphian on Les and his contributions. Really well done and obviously a well-lived life. We got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. You know what we have again over at ESPN? We got another future rankings.
Oh, yeah.
We got franchise future rankings. Although, if you've been looking for, like, real Grizzlies news, we're starting to have, you know how in the spring you get the first little tendrils, the little shoots of green shooting up, and you say, oh, spring and summer are on the way? Well, we have, there's some signs like that now. We had Brandon Clark was...
Engaged?
In his birthday. Today's
oh,
his birthday.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday to
today's
him.
Today's his birthday, maybe. Today's his birthday.
He got engaged.
Also got engaged, and then he was giving money to a local school, and they're here. You know, I think Jaren's in town. He's doing something this weekend.
You're correct. September the 19th, 1996.
And so there you go. Happy birthday to Brandon Clark, 29 years old tonight. You're starting to see because he's today. We're having a day of service.
They're poking their head out.
Yeah, they're poking their head out. It's like Groundhog Day, right? You can see the Grizzlies season just right there. So
are we coming out of hibernation? Is that what
we're starting to come out of hibernation? Yeah,
getting hungry again, maybe
the Bears are getting hungry again, and so that's promising. But we have a little more time to kill, and so we got some more lists and rankings, and we got a franchise future ranking. Now the last one. Athletic, Frank? Who's that? Who did that one?
I think it was the Athletic. Yeah.
Grizzlies were startlingly high.
Yeah.
This one, they're a little lower. But we'll get into that with Chris in addition to other matters. And then, this is such a... I am, let's be honest, I'm a small investor. I'm a sports writer. So when I left the big law firm, I moved to Anniston, Alabama to make $225 a week. It was that was the end of the easy road, and so I'm a very small investor in the stock market, my 401k, all of that. But I have a simple rule, and I don't know if this is I don't necessarily recommend this as a rule for investing for all of you, but it's here it is. Only look when the stocks are going up.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yep.
I only look.
Yep. They can't go down if you don't look.
They can't. I think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't watch, they can't go down. And so I only look when they're going up. And so consistent with that theory, I am paying rapt attention to Jeffrey's bets this year because all they do is go up. As some of you know, I may have mentioned this, that at the beginning of every football season, a college football season, I go to what's now Leaders Financial because it's my new financial institution, and I ask them for the crispest $100 bills that they have available. And they humor me. They're so crisp. You could shave with them, really.
Of course.
And then I hand them to Jeffrey and I say, go forth and invest. And he does that. And for a while, I was making a fortune. The last couple of years have been less lucrative. But this year,
you seem to revel in bringing that up.
This year we may be setting records. This year I am absolutely, because you've not knocked on everything here. You've not had a losing week.
You seem to be kind of trying to jinx it.
No.
It's almost like you want to lose money.
No, my God, no. It's been absolutely brilliant. And so we will do Jeffrey's bets. How much money do I have, Jeffrey? I gave you $1,000. Do you know how much money I have right now?
I do, Jeff. You have $2,000 or $2,015.
How about that? I have $2,015. And so we'll get to Jeffrey's bets in the second hour as well. So that's what we're doing today. By the way, before I talk about that Bills game last night and everything else, I do want to tell you that if you haven't left for the Memphis-Arkansas game, you should probably get packing.
You're too late.
Because I did get a text from the University of Memphis today asking me to remind people. This is an 11 a.m. kickoff, Jeffrey. Is that correct?
It is indeed.
And let me ask you, have you ever heard of or experienced some trouble getting into Simmons Bank Liberty
Once or
Stadium?
Twice.
Right.
In my life.
It is not always the... If the National Guard could help tomorrow, that would be okay. Like, the traffic would be something they maybe could help us with, right? And
I don't know. It's basically one in, one out.
The problem is there's one in. Like, what do you? I go southern.
Yeah. I guess you technically say there's two in. There's just not a good way to do it.
There's two in and two out. There's central and southern, right? And that's it. For 40,000 people.
Correct.
You're turning onto one of two roads to get in there. And unless you're parking on one of the nice people's lawns or whatever off of Southern. Anyway, so and you're all going to be arriving
basically at the same time.
At the same time. You're all going to be arriving at 9:30. What time? What time is everyone? What time is it going to be prime? Certainly 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, it's going to be utter bedlam.
There are some heroes that'll sit there and go, if I leave at 11, I can get there. Yeah, maybe I miss a series or two.
What time do you think? What time should I leave? I have no problem getting up early. I get up now because I'm old. I turned 64 yesterday. Thanks for the celebration, Jeffrey. Now everyone knew it was my birthday.
Yep, you're welcome.
Cover completely. And now we've done at least the same.
I think somewhere out there saying I played that perfectly.
At least we're doing the same thing to Brandon Clark now.
Yep.
He can't skate through his today without people knowing it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Brandon. So I don't mind getting up early. The dogs don't mind having breakfast early. Have a cup of coffee. I could, like, happily leave without any stress as early as 6 a.m., okay? Like in terms of my internal clock. So given that, if I just want to have a stress-free route to Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, what time would you recommend I leave?
I was always a get-to-the-press-box early guy.
I am, 100%.
I think I'd leave your house at 8:30. Because I don't mind being there for 2 hours, because then I can get set up.
8:30 is fine.
Yeah. I think you'll be fine then.
You think 8's better?
I think the earlier you go, the better you are, but I think you'll be fine at 8:30.
We're telling the people.
Yeah.
It's an 11 o'clock game. If you leave at 8:30, we believe you will have a relatively stress-free trip to the... Okay, at what point would you start saying, hey, we got to go. We got to go. What? Pack up. We got... Train's leaving. What time is it starting to get a little bit... You can't leave at 10.
I was about to say, I feel like 9:30 is when it starts to be like...
I think 9:30
all right, boy, this is when you have to be like preaching patience to your wife.
Can you be guaranteed... Can we guarantee to the people that if they leave at 9:30, they'll make it for kickoff? I don't think we can.
I mean, it obviously depends on where you're coming from.
No, we're saying you're coming from somewhere 20 minutes. Everything in Memphis is 20 minutes from the Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. So you're coming from what would normally be, you'd be normally a 20-minute trip.
I think if you are on the fairgrounds by 10, I think you're going to make it to kickoff. Like if you're approaching,
so you think if you leave at 9:30 from wherever your home is, you will make it to kickoff.
Correct.
All right. Here's my message, people.
No, I'm not guaranteeing that.
Jeffrey is you're not guaranteeing.
No. Uh-uh.
We'll guarantee if you leave at 9.
Yes. I'm fine saying that.
Our latest, like at UPS stores, and I did a column on the UPS store in Germantown before Christmas, and they have a guaranteed to arrive by Christmas day, right? If you ship it by the 21st at 2 p.m., we will get whatever it was. I don't want to tell you what the day was. There is a guarantee.
Well, let's use FedEx. So, like whenever you speak, like, if you dropped it off by eight.
Why am I?
That was a mistake.
That was a mistake.
I understand. You were trying to think back to someone that you were
of something
you,
I wrote, but you're exactly correct. Right. FedEx, by the way, had a good day yesterday.
It's great to hear.
Good for FedEx. It's
great to hear.
But yeah, so there's a dropped. So our guarantee is, and this is if you live within what would normally be 20 to 30 minutes at the outside from the stadium. If you leave at 9, we are hereby guaranteeing that you will be in your seat by 11.
Yep.
That's not if you live in Little Rock.
Correct.
We're not doing that here. We're just saying if you're 20 or 30 minutes from the stadium. So please be aware of that. Is there going to be a backup anyway? Is this inevitable?
I don't know how it can't be. It's too the game's too early. Okay.
The other thing they wanted me to tell you was that, remember, 2 days ago there were 4,000 tickets remaining.
Yep,
1,500, and now remaining, or maybe less than 1,500, as might have been in the way
fewer.
Fewer. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, get in and get your tickets. And by the way, while we're talking about tickets, that Hoops for St. Jude game isn't sold out yet. And John Calipari is going to be coming back, and you're going to be celebrating the 9 glorious years of John Calipari, and you're going to be figuring out who the hell is who on this year's Memphis Tigers team, and all the money is going to go for a good cause to St. Jude. And if you show up in large numbers, whatever, there's a reasonable chance that this can become a regular season home and home series with Arkansas. So while you got your card out and you're buying a ticket,
just go and keep swiping.
Just keep swiping. Some people say, I don't tell people how to spend their money. I'm going to tell you how to spend your money. Buy a ticket to Hoops for St. Jude while you are figuring out exactly how it's going to work for you tomorrow with the Memphis Arkansas game. The good news is, Jeffrey, and you always break down the TV windows.
Yes, of course.
You're going to be home. In order to watch
a lot of great ball.
Who are they going up against?
The early window, you will have SMU TCU for the final time. We're erasing 104 years of history. No big deal.
No big deal.
You will also have Syracuse Clemson, Utah Texas Tech.
See if the Cade Klubnik resurrection.
Did you see Dabo? I meant to ask you about this. Did you see Dabo's Monday presser was 55 minutes?
Oh, my God. It's not college football season until you get the defensive Dabo rant.
55 minutes? That's not exactly what I would refer to as a tough room either. Most people that cover Clemson are like Clemson fans.
Right.
that's going to have to be on the card.
That's going to have to be on the card. Anyway, so Syracuse, Clemson.
Correct.
That is not, with all due respect, that should not keep you from Memphis, Arkansas.
And then Texas Tech at Utah.
That's a good one.
It's a 10 a.m. local kickoff time.
That's a good one.
UNLV, Miami of Ohio. There's a reason I might know about that one.
UNLV could still be one of the group of five teams that's in the mix.
Sure.
They've gotten better since that.
Mm-hmm.
They won their opener and they've gotten.
No, that was a dance special. I told you.
Yeah. Okay, so there you go. I've now delivered the messages I was asked to deliver, which are get your tickets because there's only 1,500 remaining and leave early. So now University of Memphis.
But don't leave the game early.
What?
But don't leave the game
early. Don't leave the game early.
Of course.
No. I mean, you'll want to tear down the goalpost. Mm-hmm. No, it's not a goalpost game. Can we acknowledge that? either way.
Yeah, I think so.
Certainly not a goalpost game. You can't be doing that. Anyway. All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Don't ever say I didn't do anything for the University of Memphis. Mm-hmm. No, I certainly will be leaving early. Anyway.
You even gave John a plug. You gave Cal a plug.
I've warmed.
I know.
I've warmed. I've changed. I'm now, you know.
Not one of the miserables?
I'm now in my goal.
What do you refer to you?
Now I'm miserable.
Yeah.
I'm a miserable. Okay. Last night, I want to thank DJ over at, there you go.
We also have to thank Tua.
No, I want to thank DJ over at Bog and Barley, because my brother was in town yesterday. State attorneys general were meeting at the Sheraton downtown. State attorneys general from all over the country. And Steve is a law professor, and he, antitrust law professor, and he comes in. He talks to him every year about what has happened in the year in antitrust. So I'm sorry y'all missed that. Riveting. And Steve's entertaining, but he brought me on the
stage. He made it come to life.
He brought me on the stage for the last 10 to 15 minutes to talk about the House settlement. And so that was fun. Nice to meet folks down there, all of that. But then the question was, so Steve spent 5 years in Ireland, where they have a Federal Trade Commission, essentially. And they always have a one non-Irish person on it. And it was Steve for a bunch of years.
And that sounds like an awesome gig.
Doesn't sound like an awesome gig. Yes. You get to live in Ireland.
Yes.
He now, actually, because of this, he has an Irish pension.
That's awesome.
How about that? So he was living in Dublin, and he got to be a Dublin. Great, great fan of Irish pubs. He's a big fan of Irish pubs.
Who wouldn't be?
Not a controversial thing to be a fan of, right?
That's not a bold stance.
Whoa!
I'm going to go out on a limb
here.
He likes
an Irish pub.
I'm going to defend the Irish pubs.
Let me guess. Also likes beer.
Yeah.
Also likes
no way.
Anyway, so as it happens, two nights ago, he went to the brass door where he saw Seamus and had a great time at the brass door. That's a wonderful Irish pub right downtown. And so
did he make it for prime rib night?
No, they closed down the place for the state attorney's general.
Okay.
You can imagine you can imagine how wild that was.
Yeah, that was raucous.
Know? And they had some food, but he was late to the food. But he wasn't late to the beer, and he wasn't late to chatting with Seamus and the folks there. So he had a great time at the brass door. So he'd done that one, and then I was thinking, well, he's here for one night. Where, by the way, because you'll be shocked to hear this. I have Amazon Prime, but only on my laptop. And you'll be shocked to hear this. My TV isn't a smart TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get Amazon Prime on my TV, right? So I needed a way, or I said, I'm an idiot. So I also don't know how to do that. So I needed a place where we could go to an Irish pub and watch the Bills game on TV.
Correct.
Just generally speaking, if you wanted to go watch a game on TV, forget the Irish pubs thing for a moment. Is Brookhaven the place that leaps to mind? Max's? Where are the places where you...
Birdie's has good TV set up.
And it's like a bar? It's just a bar you can go in and watch it, get wings or something?
Yeah. I think you're probably right. Probably Brookhaven.
Right. And then there's places out east that... Where does John go?
John goes to Skybox.
Skybox. Oh, yeah, Skybox. Our man Frank of Skybox. But anyway, so I didn't know if at either Celtic or Bog and Barley they would have a game on.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, Celtic has TVs. They probably would have had the game on, but if you don't have, like, a good angle, like, it's not like Celtic's wall-to-wall with TVs.
Right. Well, so I texted DJ, who owns both, and he said, come to Bog and Barley, and I'll set you up. And I was really gracious of him to do that because, in fact, you're right. There they've got TVs, quite a lot of TVs, but you want to be sitting in a place where you can see them, right? Even me, who doesn't really always watch the Bills. So he put us in a great spot, and Steve had a magnificent time, and we got the fish and chips. And by the way, the Reuben, unbelievable.
Leah got it 2 nights ago.
The Reuben?
Yep.
At Bog and Barley.
Mm-hmm.
And it's delicious.
Yes, she loves it.
It's delicious.
With the duck fat fries.
It's really good. And then we met this one guy there who hangs out there. He's working on a fiber optic cable in Memphis. There's a massive fiber optic cable project that doesn't get talked about nearly enough that is going to sort of, you know what fiber optic legendarily did for Chattanooga?
Mm-hmm.
There's this idea that there's this fiber optic project. Anyway, this guy, he's a Brit. He comes to Memphis, like, basically every other week for work. He has recently run marathons on every continent.
Including Antarctica?
Including in the same, but in Antarctica, they just ran in a circle. They found a piece of ice.
That you can actually, like.
Where you could run.
Yeah.
And you get close, and you're like, okay, and it's like a 500-meter and they just go around
that
and around.
Must be miserable.
And he said the problem is the polar bears.
Like, of course.
He said they're not scared of you. You know, these polar bears are like food. You know, they're like, this is food. And so he said it was hell. And you're running through snow, and then underneath the snow there was ice water and whatever. And that's one day. And then the next day you're running whatever on South America. And then the next day you're doing it in it was seven. How many continents we got? Seven?
Seven, I believe.
It was seven in fewer than 6 days.
You know, North and South America, Australia.
This dude is hanging out there at Bog and
Barley. Africa, Europe. I never know what we do with Eurasia.
I don't know. I think he said seven. So he ran seven marathons in fewer than 7 days on seven different continents. And he's there having a Guinness, because why wouldn't you? Anyway. So I want to thank DJ because my brother had a wonderful time, and it's nice to see.
So is this one of your brothers that actually does care about the Bills?
Yeah. No. He probably next to me, but not close to me, is the other one who cares the most about the Bills. Tim cares a little.
Tim just watches the commercials.
Tim cares a little. Anyway, thanks to DJ. And as for the game itself, I mean, I hate to say this, ladies and gentlemen. because, I mean, it's Jeffrey who we turn to for his football wisdom and his investment advice. But I could have, I made you a lot of money if you just listened to me yesterday. Didn't I tell people to take the to take Dolphins and the points?
And I did also tell everyone I'm hoping that Miami scores first so I can take the Bills live.
And that's what you did.
And that's exactly what I did.
This was, with all due respect, and I know you think I'm just negative about the Bills, this was your classic, that short week,
yep.
And you're playing a Dolphins team that I didn't think they were ready to quit on their coach. Seems like a good dude to play for, honestly. Not the kind of coach that you would necessarily quit on. And they've got, when Tua plays with the receivers they have, and Achane always carves up the Bills, I didn't see the Bills. And plus the Bills defense is, it just is. Here's my problem with watching that game. I think the Bills are an excellent team. They've won three games. They're going to win the AFC East, no question.
Mm-hmm.
They're not awesome. Josh is awesome.
Correct.
They are not awesome. That defense.
Cook. We might have to consider Cook might be awesome.
I was going to say, and it was one of my arguments about, well, they say don't pay running backs.
Yeah. If you have a good team, you should pay a running back.
All these situations are different, too. If the Bills had game-breaking wide receivers, and if they had Chris Jones on defense, and if they had whatever, then maybe you don't have to pay James Cook. But if you look at so Josh, wherever you put him, he's a top three quarterback. Wherever you put him, there is not
two
quarterback. I was being generous. He's a top two quarterback.
He might be one.
He may be one, but he's certainly a top three quarterback. Wherever you put him, there is not another player on that team who is a top five, a top 10 player at their position, except
certainly
James
not on
Cook.
Offense. I mean, I guess what do you do with Deion?
Line, Spencer Brown and
what do you do with Deion?
Deion Dawkins is a top 10 tackle, maybe, right?
Borderline. I think so. Yeah,
he's a top 10 though.
But
10.
There's a very big difference between that.
Like he's not going to win the offensive line award that he just invented. He's just not. He's not one of the monsters, you know, and very good tackle. And you could argue that the line is maybe a top five line. They just don't have any other great players. They got a bunch of good players, and the closest thing they have to another star level talent is James Cook.
Yeah,
and you watch him run, and you're like, "Well, he's different.
Yep.
Like, he's different.
He makes people miss.
He is different, and he squirts through holes. And the next thing you know, he's in the secondary.
And he can do everything. He can catch passes out of the backfield. He's good.
Well, what's interesting is they don't really count on him at all to be the third down back, but now increasingly one wonders if they might. So whatever they were, the Dolphins had 15 third downs and converted 10 of them.
I would say it felt like they converted all of them.
It felt like all of them were in that last drive in the first half.
Yes.
It was third down.
And it felt like it was like third and 13 every time.
They can't get off the field because they got no monsters.
Right.
They have no one who's going to.
And obviously Oliver being out doesn't help.
Help when Milano, Oliver, and Max Hairston are all out. And whatever else. So maybe there is hope for them to get better. I swear, I think the Ravens are going to be the AFC team that goes to the Super Bowl. Some would argue the Chargers, as if you're not picking the Bills. But that's Jeffrey.
Can't wait to fade them come playoff
that's
time.
Jeffrey making noises, unpleasant noises. Listen, Tua was 22 of 34, 146 yards.
That's really hard to do. Do you realize how hard it is to throw the ball 34 times for only 140
neither
yards?
Neither of these guys were. It was the first time.
Yeah, but at least with Josh, it was because the Dolphins basically said, "Everybody, stay back."
It was the first time in Josh's career that he did not complete a pass that was thrown 10 or more yards downfield. First time. He was 22.
Well, that was also
28.
Who dropped the 200? At one point in the first half, he had one incompletion, and it was the best
Kincaid.
Pass he threw.
That was Kincaid. It was a good defensive play. It would have been a good catch, but it was right in his. It literally, like
he should have caught.
He should have caught. It was hand delivered.
Correct.
To him. And
don't put your hands up that early.
That was a tremendous. That was a tremendous throw. And so the Bills win because of two plays. The Bills win because it's tied. In the fourth quarter, and the Bills have to punt. You're like going, what the hell?
I think it was a 3-and-out too,
wasn't
it?
This is
going
to make me not enjoy my Reuben sandwich. And instead, you got to roughing the punter.
Yes.
This is the dumbest play in the world.
We were talking about this in my football group. I know coaches would never do it. I just would not put punt block ever on.
I was going to say, what?
You got to get the ball back.
When is the last time a punt was blocked?
I mean, my thing
is... Has a punt been blocked this season?
I feel like I watched one.
There has been a punt block this season?
I can double check.
He was going to... He was coming straight at him. There was nowhere for him to land but
correct.
Other than on the punter. As soon as you dove, you were taking out the punter.
Yes.
You weren't coming from the edge where you're going to fly across the face of the punter.
And he was a big... He's a big boy.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, where are you going, dude?
I mean, it would be infuriating to me if I were a Dolphins fan. Because whatever, you're in a position to win the game. And then, whatever, Bills get a touchdown... And they're driving.
Tampa blocked one, and Cleveland blocked one.
Really?
Yeah.
We've had two.
So we've had two punt blocks this year.
And then it looks like the Dolphins are going to, sure enough, march down the field and tie it up. And Terrell Bernard comes with a great play on the pick. And so it really came down to two plays. Otherwise, totally evenly played game.
Kind of. I don't know. I've never seen a game go to the half tied where I felt like one team was so much better than the other.
At half, that was true.
Like, they could not...
But the Bills did nothing on offense in the third quarter. Like, nothing. They just...
Yeah, I mean, I also think that missed field goal is one of the funnier misses I've ever seen. I mean, a pro kicker that doesn't even get the ball to spin in over in.
It was crazy.
Like, it was... That was such a horrible
kick. Same dude who won the game against the Ravens.
Correct. Like, that was a really bad kick.
Anyway, so and then Fitz took his shirt off.
Yep.
And that was that. Bills 3-0, Dolphins.
Al also had, God, he is just the best. This version of him is so awesome because he doesn't think he's on TV anymore. Like, he's like, I'm on the internet. What is he doesn't even, he started what's Josh is from, what, Folsom? What is it? It's like north of Fresno. He's from somewhere. He goes, the cantaloupe capital of whatever, 3rd and 8.
Did he say whatever?
Yes. Yeah, he goes, the cantaloupe capital of whatever, 3rd and 8. It was so perfect.
That's hilarious. All right. We've got college football we have to talk about. Oh, there's a news out of the ACC yesterday, which we can discuss, and an interesting weekend coming up in college football, then Chris Harrington, and then Jeffrey, but not just college football, pro football. And then
Jeffrey's not a great NFL slate.
Not great.
Not great.
Not great. I think there's interesting games.
Not great.
You got a Rams Eagles rematch.
That's one.
You don't like that?
No, that's one.
I like Detroit Baltimore. You're not counting that?
That's Monday.
It's Monday. Okay.
I'm thinking about my Sunday when that noon slate is gross.
How about Denver Chargers?
Gross.
How about just for intrigue, Dallas Bears?
Not really. Like, you got to watch the game.
How about Arizona, San Francisco?
Arizona's really lucky that they've played New Orleans and Carolina.
How about Houston, Jacksonville?
You've gotten to the first game that I was like, I think I might watch that.
The rest of them, I don't have any.
I mean, we were supposed to have Cincinnati, Minnesota, which was going to be interesting.
We're supposed to have Cincinnati, Minnesota, which was going to be interesting.
Instead, Carson Wentz is playing football again.
But it has
And
been.
I have a strong policy.
Well, I don't do
I conscientiously object to him
All right, we
got to
take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Yeah, I mentioned Leaders Credit Union earlier, and it's nice to talk about a place that I believe in, and that is Leaders Credit Union. They've been extraordinarily helpful in all kinds of things, setting up accounts for Claire's kids, for Claire. Now we're thinking about getting a mortgage, all of that. It's great to tell you what I tell you, which is because they're a credit union, that every penny goes back into better rates, better service, better technology. But it's a lot easier to do that when we use the place ourselves and find it to be a delight. So if you are struggling with your current financial institution, or if you're looking for a new mortgage or home loan, mortgage or car loan or anything else, Leaders Credit Union, leaderscu.com/ESPN. All right, a couple things we have to get to, Jeffrey. One is the ACC is joining the SEC. And they're going to play 10 games against Power Four teams. The only question is whether they go to 9-1, 9 conference games and one other Power Four team,
right,
which is the model that is the SEC is deploying, or whether they're going to go to 8-2. One of the tricky things here is that there are ACC teams with established rivalries.
Right.
That are already out of conference, and so
South Carolina, Clemson,
so
Florida,
South Carolina,
State, Florida,
Florida State,
Georgia,
yeah,
Georgia Tech,
Georgia. Those are the three, and so it's why it feels like Clemson and Florida State might be on the side of 8-2 as opposed to 9-1. Well, math doesn't really work out to play 9 right now. Anyway,
and I think Clemson just signed a big deal with Notre Dame.
Clemson has a long deal with Notre Dame as well. So, like, the game Clemson-LSU game probably wouldn't happen if they go to 9.
Right.
That's their argument. We don't have room to do this. But all of this, once again, I hate to say this, this is further consolidation of the power conferences and further squeezing out the Memphises of the world. It just is.
No, I mean, I'm with you because, you know, listen, they got to have their FCS game. We've got to keep that ecosystem going.
Yes, they have to have their FCS game.
How's Wofford going to have lights unless they play Clemson?
How is Wofford going to have lights unless they play Clemson? Okay, we talked about, I want to get into the college football schedule here in a moment, but you talked about the NFL schedule. First of all, we did have the news yesterday about the tush push.
Yes.
And the news is that the NFL, this is in the wake of the Eagles-Kansas City game, when, did it strike you watching the broadcast that the Eagles were moving?
Well, what struck me during the broadcast was when Blandino came on, when they went to Blandino on the replay, and he just goes, "You can't officiate it." I was like, that sounds planted. Because I think, Goodell wants, he's wanted to get rid of it.
I don't understand how it made it this summer. And I honestly don't understand. Listen, the tush push is one of these that I have not gotten immersed myself in the debate, right? I don't understand why it's ever been legal. You can't push a dude.
No, you can't. That's my argument. If you can, we've now said that you can push running backs and you can push ball carriers. So my thing is,
if you can push them, why can't you push ball carriers?
Now,
yes,
I think it
used to be that you could not push or pull running backs and ball carriers, and that should be the rule.
And that's always been my opinion.
You should not be, let them do whatever the hell they can do, propel themselves down the field however they want. They should not be pushed or pulled.
Correct. That goes against the
I don't know
sport.
How you can draw a, no, you're exactly right. If James Cook is 7 yards downfield and is getting tackled.
And then Deion just chunks him.
Deion should not be able to chunk him there any more than he should be able to.
I believe it should be like that.
I don't understand how the Eagles kept the thing alive this offseason, given that no one else, Bills do it.
Do you remember Jeffrey Lurie's speech?
I would have listened to his speech. I would have given him the double bird. Hey, even if it was literally just for competitive purposes, you do it too well. But and you're the only people who do it. You do it too well. I want to beat you.
You're also bitter that Josh incorrectly ran the tush push in the playoffs.
You think helped the Eagles' cause?
Yes.
So because it therefore didn't seem inevitable,
right?
I loved the Eagles doing it to get to the Chiefs this past weekend.
I will say this.
But now it's 100% clearly dead. It's going to be dead this offseason, very clearly. The question is whether it is effectively going to be, and Jason Kelce said this on multiple podcasts. Jason Kelce, who was another one who stood up during the offseason and lobbied for it, and talked about how you can't possibly legislate against it. He's now saying it's effectively dead because the officials are going to call it every time.
The false start,
they're going to call a false start, and so you won't be able to do it. It's not worth risking a false start penalty if you think you're going to get a false start penalty.
Third and six is very different than third and one.
Third and six is very different, particularly when you have a quarterback who doesn't throw down the field.
Right.
So it's pretty clear that. But the question, so what happened was the NFL sent out a quote-unquote instructional training tape to their
officials. He's the best.
It does sometimes feel Orwellian, doesn't it? Like a training tape. We're all going to get training tapes from Washington here in a minute, too. Mm-hmm. Anyway, a training tape. And the training tape says
that. How do we not call it brainwashing?
Is that the tush push should be called.
We'll call it a training tape.
Tight. We're going to call it a training tape, ladies and gentlemen. Also available. China specializes in these. A training tape. It's going to be called tight. So let me ask you this. In the wake of this information, are we ever going to see another tush push?
I mean, I think they're still going to try it.
Are they?
I mean, I think you have to sit there and try it and then see how it gets efficient. Because what if it's just a threat right now? It is an unbelievable advantage. They have a play that you cannot stop. I think you should still try. If you start getting the false start, fine. Then you adjust.
Once you get to a false start call, then you're done.
Yeah,
I mean, can you execute the play without a false start?
I think they can. I think what makes it hard is it seems to me they go on a silent count, and it's not like it doesn't seem like Hurts is like going underneath and goosing the center. It seems like the center makes the decision, so everybody's anticipating. When they go.
On life support. Anyway, all right, back to the, before we get to college, back to the pro slate. I'll make an argument. Rams, Eagles, interesting.
No, I grant you that game. That's the 325 game, right?
Do you like, is that a 3.5, I think?
Right now.
Eagles?
Eagles 3.5. Sorry, that is the noon. I guess, is that where we're getting Brady this week?
I would lay the 3.5.
I will say, I thought the Rams
into the Rams' performance during the playoffs. In the second half, the Eagles did a much better job, put pressure on Stafford.
Yeah, but also the snow really impacted that.
That's true.
Like, I think the Rams were. I thought the Rams offense gave the Eagles the best test, but I thought the Packers defense gave the Eagles the best test.
So Rams-Eagles, I think, is interesting. Denver, the Chargers, just to sort out to help. I mean, that's a game. Now, Bo Nix has been bad, right?
Yeah, he's back.
What?
He's back.
I know, but he's...
No, Bo's back.
But he's been bad.
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah. Oh, he's back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Last year was an anomaly.
Last year was the aberration.
Correct. Same with Sam Darnold.
But isn't there some sorting? And by the way, the Josh Herbert acclaim is...
Justin, please.
Justin Herbert. Justin Josh.
There's
Justin
only one
Herbert
Josh.
Herbert acclaim is notable.
Oh, right? Yeah. Keep it coming, boys.
The world is getting behind him.
Yeah. Bring it.
And they're throwing on first down.
They are throwing on first down. Also, bring it. I know who he is.
You really?
I know who he is.
You're not persuaded.
I know who he is.
Houston, Jacksonville?
I mean, there is this question of, like, what if Houston stinks?
Well, the problem is they tried to fix the offensive line, and they didn't fix it.
Right, they got rid of their best player.
I mean, they brought in a whole bunch of new players, and they got rid of a whole bunch of their old players, and their whole bunch of the new players are no better than their old players.
Correct. And their quarterback holds onto the ball really long.
You're not intrigued by... Aren't you intrigued by... Ben Johnson experience in, I am.
I mean,
the guy was the hottest thing in the world.
But this isn't the first time we've seen a coordinator that's like been hyped up.
No.
I mean, what's going to be interesting is he claims he took the job because of Caleb. But he's going to have to at some point, either Caleb's going to play well or he's going to throw him under the bus.
Caleb was not the particular problem.
He was fine.
He was fine. He was the problem is they got totally
right, they get 50,
destroyed.
Whatever.
Yeah. And you got Dak who's playing really, really well.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a fun game. I don't think either of those teams are good.
All right, and then you're not. That's fine. I won't give you credit. I'm not. I don't believe in anything interesting about Kansas City and the Giants. And then you've got.
No, nobody can come at me on Sunday night. I did not ask for the Giants in primetime.
Okay. College slate. Are you more interested in the college slate?
Yes.
Do you, which of these three quarterbacks, Lagway,
okay.
Klubnik, and Arch?
Yep.
They're all facing the, oh my God, we thought these guys were going to be good. They stink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, they have very different opponents.
Yes.
Klubnik's got Syracuse.
That's
Lagway's
that's
got
a get
Miami.
Right game.
And Arch has Sam Houston.
Yes.
But the quarterback resurrection weekend, who is, at the end of the year, who are we most likely to say, well, there were some bumps along the road, but they turned out to be the fine quality quarterback that we thought they'd be?
Cade, and I hope that that's the case because I will be fading him if they actually find their way back into the playoff.
You think Cade is the most likely to look successful?
Yes. This is Cade Klubnik time. He's into the ACC schedule.
I'll be honest.
If Arch couldn't do it against UTEP and San Jose State, I don't know, like he has the yips.
Sark has asked the fans to get behind him.
He has the
to
yips.
To lift him up.
I mean, I get why fans are frustrated. Their defense is incredible. And you're sitting there going, I thought this is... It's not even like, oh, Arch has been fine. It's that he's been horrible.
He's been horrible. Well, DJ Lagway threw five picks, and Arch was worse.
Yes. Lagway at least made a throw or two that I was like, that was nice.
No, there are throws that he made that you're like, the touchdown
I mean, I guess
throw,
you can make the argument
like,
Arch is throwing it so poorly it can't really get intercepted. Or at least five times it can't get intercepted.
There's that. So of the intrigue, beyond the Memphis-Arkansas game, and again, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, make sure you leave early, folks. There's 1,500 tickets left. If you want to get a ticket, you can still get a ticket to Memphis-Arkansas. University of Memphis is urging folks to leave early. Jeffrey and I have determined that the time you can leave and be a guaranteed, if you're within reasonable distance of the stadium, the time you can leave and be guaranteed to make it to your seat is 9. After that,
we're not guaranteeing that you get to watch the band.
We're not. No.
And you're getting to watch kickoff.
You're getting to watch kickoff. I will be leaving certainly by 8:30 and maybe by 8. There's that. And then another game of real local significance is Tulane Ole Miss. And there it feels like we've learned that Trinity and Chambliss, not from Ole Miss, but Chambliss is going to get the start.
Yeah, I mean, to me, when I saw Simmons have to go in when Chambliss got like a cut on his hand, that is not a week-to-week thing. He's hurt.
Are you stunned by how good Chambliss was?
Not stunned, because I do think Arkansas's defense can make you look good. I'm very curious about this week. I think that's a real trap spot for them because they have LSU next week. And Summerall's a good coach. Like, I'll tell you this. I do not think John Summerall is going to have his secondary playing as much man as Arkansas did and having Chambliss be able to escape.
Okay. So then beyond that, we've got which quarterback will rally. And then we have some games that are...
We have the ultimate revenge game. Jackson Dart going to Oklahoma.
Yeah. I was going to say, we got a bunch of really interesting games that some of them we knew were going to be interesting in advance, some of which we didn't. We knew that Jackson Arnold going back to Oklahoma would be interesting,
yep.
And it is interesting, and he is going to be asked to do a lot more than he has been asked to do.
Yes, like throw the ball down the field.
And what's the line there?
I'm seeing 7 right now.
Is that going to be on the card?
Oh, yeah.
So we'll wait till the second hour to get Jeffrey's thoughts on that one. We also have a Texas Tech versus Utah, battle of ranked teams there. And the one.
Are
either of you good? And the one that people are talking a lot about is Illinois versus Indiana.
Which is awesome. The fact that, like, we're actually saying that, that's a football game.
Are you a Kurt Cignetti guy or a Brett Bielema guy?
He is such a fraud. But Bert, obviously. I mean, Bert's the best.
You like Bielema.
Love it.
If you had a football team that needed a mid-level football team that needed a head coach and you could hire either of these dudes.
Bielema.
Easy.
Every time.
Because you like that brand better?
I don't think it's fraudulent.
So I take it this is also on your card.
Oh, yeah.
I take it this is... Also on your card. I think South Carolina, Missouri is interesting. Like, Missouri's legit good.
If Lenoris plays, but I don't need to see Luke Doty. I can't believe he's still eligible. He graduated high school in 2019.
That's unbelievable.
Like, how?
That's unbelievable. And then you got, like, again, we mentioned UNLV Miami is...
Well, there's another one in the American that I'm fascinated by.
Another in the American,
yes,
that you're fascinated by.
North Texas going to Army.
Oh, that's true.
Because North Texas, they got the offense going last year, but their defense was putrid. Eric Morris brings over the Sam Houston State defensive coordinator. They brought like six or seven starters, and they think they have the defense fixed. We'll find out.
Are you interested in Boise Air Force?
It's like I'll keep an eye on it, but I think the Mountain West is really bad, and I think Boise is just going to win it by default.
Okay, I'll give you two more then. Are you interested in Michigan-Nebraska?
Yes. Can Nebraska finally do this? Like,
if not now, when?
When.
Right?
Correct. Cosplay Mahomes is always fun to make fun of, too.
Are you interested in Michigan State with the 11 p.m. Eastern kickoff against USC?
So,
and are you as outraged by the fact of this? That
what did you expect?
When you took the money, this is what the money's for. You are Michigan State, and you are playing.
I really wanted to take the points, but
11 p.m.
when you have the teams that are flying 3,000 miles, they've just not shown up.
Are you interested in the Bill Belichick's next actual test, which is
against Central?
Central.
Like, literally, you either call them Central Florida or UCF. Have you ever heard of anyone call them Central? Also, do you see our girl, Jordan Hudson, basically got dropped from Dancing with the Stars because she was such a diva?
No, I did not see.
Yeah.
Does that mean, wait, has it commenced and then she was dropped, or has she been dropped before it began?
So I think it started this week, but she got dropped during the selection process because she was such a diva.
I don't.
She's got a brand.
So there you go. It'll be a fascinating week. And again, I think it's a massive week for Memphis. Just in terms of creating some excitement around that team.
I think that's a huge part of it.
In terms of creating some excitement around that team, they got 1,500 tickets left. And if you're trying to sell tickets into the future, it'll be a lot easier if you can take down an SEC team at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium for the third time in a row.
It's going to be tough to get buy-in until Tulane if you don't.
It's going to be tough to get buy-in from, yeah, exactly right. I think that's exactly right. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk to Chris Harrington. Today would be a great day to get to Oak Hall. It's right over there by Bog and Barley. I was there. I was at Bog and Barley last night, and had Oak Hall been opened, I would have swung by myself. As I've said now for a while now, they have their collegiate collection, which is Peter Millar hoodies and quarter zips and shirts in the colors, whether you're a Razorback fan or whether you're a Tiger fan. Now, these aren't logo, so you don't, like, during the work week, you're not wearing some garish logo or whatever. They're just in the colors of your team. Look classy. Peter Millar's absolutely beautiful stuff. And so whether it's Alabama or Arkansas or Ole Miss or Memphis, Tennessee, another one, you can stop on it in. And while you're there, get a new sport coat for the fall. I got a fall wedding coming up in October, and I probably need one myself. Unbelievably fabulous clothes, but the secret sauce is the people. It's always been the people. And you walk on in there, they greet you like you're an old friend, and they help you find what you need to find, but they also maybe help you nudge you towards something that you don't know that you need, but then you get it, and you're like, boy, they know you and they know clothes. And it's a perfect combination. It is a legendary store that we are lucky to have in Memphis. It is Oak Hall. Chris Harrington on the other side. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this.
Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.